Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk about serums.
And this is your mini episode.
Your mini episode of the week.
Of the week. And you know what? It's an all voicemail episode.
Ooh, switching things up.
It just felt like maybe we wanted to listen to voices.
I love listening to voices.
Should we crack this one open?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start with this one.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I love your podcast. I am a fairly new listener from New Jersey. And I have a question. I don't know if it's come up yet before on one of your other podcasts, as I haven't listened to all of them yet. My question is getting your advice on body waxing. I have had my lip line and my eyebrows waxed before, but never anywhere else. And I was considering this year going out of my comfort zone, perhaps, and getting my bikini area waxed. So I want to know what your thoughts were, any recommendations or tips, or any needed prep work ahead. Thanks so much, and keep going on your podcast. Bye.
Well, thank you for listening, new listener. Welcome yeah. aboard.
We're glad to have you.
Very glad to have you. You bring up a great question, which is how do you transition to spreading your legs at the waxers?
And depending on what you're getting, possibly spreading your butt.
Back to butts. Yeah. We always just bring it back to butts. So one, if you want to wax your bikini line, I say go for it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, it feels very intimate and can feel, especially like I tend to be a very like prudish person. And so it can be a very kind of intimate experience. And one thing I always tell myself is like, this person does this professionally.
Totally.
They've seen every sort of vagina.
Totally.
Butt, pubic hair.
Yep.
You name it. They have seen it. They have waxed it. There is nothing that you can do to shock them.
No.
So I would just be very open about the fact that it's your first time doing it. You know, just say like, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Because like, I would always be nervous. They sometimes give you paper underwear to put on if you're getting like a deeper wax, getting up in there. And I would always put the underwear on backwards and be embarrassed. And life's too short.
Yeah.
You know, just be like, hey, I don't know.
If you're worried about the pain, though, an hour ahead of time, you can take some Advil.
Oh, that's a great idea. I never have done that.
Yeah. I never did it either, but I hear people have done it.
Okay.
I would also say if you've never done it before, don't go straight to like a certainly don't go straight to a Brazilian.
Yeah, just do
and also don't even go straight to like a landing strip. Go just get it like cleaned up.
Get the first level.
Yeah. So you can just see if it's for you.
Yeah, and also sometimes they will sell like a soothing lotion to put on after. I know I'm forgetting what it's called, but there's like some sort of like wax oil I used to get at my waxers when I was a person who waxed their bikini line. And that did help because sometimes it can be a little tender and there's redness.
Yeah.
But I do find I haven't had laser hair removal, although I dream of it. I've just never gotten my act together slash don't want to spend the money. But I don't regularly wax my bikini line, but I'm going to for my upcoming vacation. Because I got to wear a bathing suit and shaving just as hurts.
No, you just want to, you just want to get it taken care of.
Yeah. So I'm going to get in there. But I would say just go slow. And if it's not for you, if it hurts and you don't like it, then whatever you got going on is beautiful and perfect the way it is.
Yeah. And I know I've talked about this before, but I did get laser hair removal
of my bikini line.
My bikini line. It was kind of like a life-saving necessity for me.
Good.
Not because I don't, I'm actually not like a super hairy person. It wasn't like I felt like, oh my God, I need to get it because of the hair. It was because when I got waxed, I would get ingrown hairs and I would pick them and it was a really gross and bad situation. And so for my mental health, I got laser hair removal and it was one of the best things I've ever done for myself. So
I'm so jealous.
I would say like it is worth every penny, like every single one.
I'm so freaking jealous.
So if you're considering it, listeners, I say go for it.
I will also just say to this caller, since they've never had a bikini wax, the waxer does get up in there. So if, especially if you get a Brazilian or even a landing strip, like oftentimes, you know, you are like spreading your legs and holding a leg up so they can literally wax the area by your asshole.
Yep.
And I did not know that the first time. Like I didn't know that a Brazilian would be removing the hair from like deep within the crevice of my body.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say, I think the thing to do the first time is to say that you just want it cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah. And also I think be really upfront, be like, I've never had a bikini wax.
Yeah.
Just get, just like be open about it being your first time and they'll probably talk you through it. Like you're at when the gynecologist explains that they're, you know, opening you up and, well, where am I going with this?
I don't know, but I don't know. Go on.
No. I just mean my gynecologist is very good about offering a step-by-step narration of what she is doing during an exam.
Oh, and my final thought is I would go somewhere nice for your first time.
That's a good call. Go to like a waxing only studio.
Oh, maybe a waxing only studio, but I don't think this is a thing you want to skimp on your first time. Now, When I was in my waxing phase, I would go wherever, but that was because I was an experienced waxer. But in the beginning, I think you want to ease into it.
I think that's a great thing to splurge on if it's available.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated
to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, Dory.
All right.
Let's hit up our next question.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Emma calling from Chicago. Dory, I know a while ago on the podcast you had mentioned that you liked the Stila Kitten eyeshadow, and you had mentioned that it had broken. I also have a broken Stila Kitten eyeshadow, but I've always searching for that perfect pink shimmery eyeshadow, and I found one at Sephora. It's the Sephora brand. It's called Hippie Girl, and it's a Nacrae shimmer. And it's the most gorgeous peachy pink color that's not too shimmery. It's kind of matte with just some very tiny peachy shimmers in it. So I think that anyone who likes pink eyeshadow should check it out. It's $8. And just wanted to let you know of that. And something I would love for you guys to talk about is perfumes or scents. If you guys have a signature scent or anything like that, I think it'd be really fun to hear you talk about that. Alrighty, thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you for the eyeshadow rec.
That's a good rec.
That is a good rec. I'm also glad to know I'm not the only one who has had issues with Kitten.
Oh, kitten.
Kate, tell me about your perfume strat.
Dory? It's going to sound very similar to my Sephora strat, which is samples, samples, samples. I even have a bowl in my bathroom just filled with perfume samples. Mm. Because once again, I like to sample the goods before I commit to spending a lot of money on a perfume. Because a scent works differently in everybody's body.
Yeah.
It smells differently. It lasts differently. So I sample it up. So I pay for samples. So Lucky Scent, which actually has a store here in LA, but you can order samples off their website. I think they cost around $4 each. I also go into Barney's and I get perfume samples there. I'm sure you could get them at Sephora, although I've never asked there. But I love a perfume sample, maybe the department store. And then also Le Labo is a perfume brand that I have one scent from. And before I purchased it, I went to their store and I bought some samples, like $4 each. So, and the samples I have found, especially if they're the kind with the spray on top, they last a long time. Mm-hmm. And another thing I've also done is bought the travel size rollers before committing to a full size purchase. Because again, perfume is some of it is so pricey and you get an enormous bottle. So travel size is also a great thing to consider. I like perfume. And again, I'm really working my way through a lot of samples, but what I am wearing now is, Tay Noir, which is a Le Labo scent, which I got a sample of. Played around with it, didn't think I was into it. And then 6 months later, I tried the sample again and I loved it and I bought the full bottle.
I love that.
And I committed to it. I also love Estee Lauder's Bronze Goddess.
Oh.
Which is another thing I purchased first as a roller, a travel roller, and then I got the real thing. And that is like one of those beachy, like a beach scent.
Sure.
I love a beach scent. And then my third one in rotation right now is one by Histoire de Parfum. It's 1969. And I bought that one outright, but I bought the smaller size and that's lasted me a while. And I love that scent. I don't like florals. I like kind of interesting unisex musky smells. Although Bronze Goddess is like very kind of like gardenia mixed with coconut, mixed with like sunscreen. I also got a sample of the Glossier perfume and I love it. I just have not committed to making a full purchase of it yet.
Sure.
But I love it. My kids sprayed it all over themselves recently and I was like, you guys smell so good. And then I realized it was that freaking Glossier perfume. You have your bottles on the table.
I do. So my current scent that I'm into I've mentioned is Gucci Bloom. Mm-hmm. I also mentioned this in the newsletter a couple months ago. I like a jasmine.
I like a jasmine too, but it's hard on myself. I always find it just too like sickly sweet.
I get it. Well,
this is a nice one though. You know, since you mentioned it, I sniff it every time I go into Sephora. It smells good.
I really like it. It smells like a nice, like summery scent.
Now, what is this?
Now,
Diptyque scent over here.
This Diptyque scent, I don't wear this often because it is intense.
It's strong.
Yeah.
Oh, I you know what? I was just at Nordstrom yesterday at the mall, and this is the one I was smelling the most that I loved. Eau Duel.
And it's like kind of woodsy and musky.
Amber. There's an amber.
Yeah. It's really nice, but it's intense.
It's heavy.
The other one, I feel like they're all the scents that I really like are basically like all related.
Interesting.
This is Tom Ford Santal Blush.
Oh.
And that also has kind of a little bit of a musky note, but then also has jasmine notes.
Oh, this reminds me of something and I can't place it. But it's like a vetiver. There's something.
Yeah, at a wedding in the Catskills at a little inn called Foxfire Mountain House. And they were selling their own like essential oil perfumey roll-on. And they had one that smelled exactly like this. And I was like gonna buy it and then I forgot, but it's like a total dupe for Santal Blush.
That's awesome. Because those Tom Ford perfumes are they're pricey.
They're pricey. And then this is another one that I used to wear a lot that I haven't worn in a while. It's by Killian. And I am forgetting. Let me see if this is on here. Oh yeah. It's called Liaison Dangereuse.
It's
typical me.
It's a tiny perfume bottle that's contained in like this black lipstick case-like thing. That's so neat.
That the paint is kind of worn off, but...
Oh, that smells good.
Yeah, it's like kind of fresh.
Oh, you know what else I like is Blanche by Byredo. It's like like sheet linen-y smell.
Their perfumes are really nice.
They are. There's another one of theirs that I like that doesn't last on me.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So what would you say your signature scent is? Do you have a signature scent? Or is it more like a signature note?
Yeah, I think jasmine is kind of my signature note.
My perfume, my signature scent has changed over the years. Like I kind of get really heavily into a perfume. There was like a Prada Amber perfume I wore really obsessively for a while. And I've been trying to find my way back to a signature scent. I also wear Bois de Farine by L'Artisan Parfumier. I think that's how you say it. I think it's Bois de Farine. It smells like pencil shavings and bread.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really neat. I really like it. I also recently got a sample of Bois de Balancourt, which is an oil that I like by Maison Louis Marie, which is kind of a dupe for Santal 33 by Le Labo.
Oh,
which is a smell I love.
I know,
on
but
other
it's
people.
Like everywhere.
It is, but I could like eat that smell.
I know, it's so good.
It's so nice. But I also, my other favorite smell is like beachy smells.
Yeah.
Beach, which is a perfect, I mean, I love anything that smells like sunscreen. I feel like I'm a real sucker for. And Tom Ford makes a nice one, but I feel like my Estee Lauder Bronze Goddess is the best.
And you also read a newsletter.
Yeah, I love The Dry Down, which is a newsletter specifically about perfume.
Cool.
And they also do like a good sample collection. Like I've ordered, they kind of curate a sample collection. They've done this for a couple seasons and the perfumes they choose are really great. And I love the samples. Samples always. That's my mantra.
Well, I think that just about does it. I'm going to put on some perfume.
I am too.
And just kind of lounge around.
Lounge around. Yeah. Think about waxing. I am getting my bikini line waxed this week.
And waned. Sorry.
Nope. No, I love a good moon joke. Yes, I am. But I am. I'll be thinking of our listener if they decide to go ahead and get that hair removed.
Yeah, keep us posted. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, let us know. And I will say, you know, if you don't feel like waxing, what I do is I use my husband's hair clipper to kind of trim everything down and then a razor.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't feel like getting it pulled off with wax. So there's a secret for you that I probably didn't need to share with the world.
Does your husband know?
You know what he does? We've been together a long time. Okay. Whenever he sees me like plug in his facial razor, I'm sure he's like, oh, here we go again. Well, thank you all for listening.
Thank you. We will talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.